The Bernie Thompson Show.
You better than an alarm clock and a cup of coffee almost.
Back, Bernie Thompson here, Talk Radio 101. It is 10 minutes past the hour, and phone number is 233-9988. And we're going to talk about a few topics. Look, we're going to have the Beach Police on soon, a spokesperson for the Beach Police regarding the condo incident. If you haven't heard, the Federal Department of Law Enforcement has concluded there's no sufficient evidence to warrant a criminal investigation on the conduct of two police officers involved in an incident over at the Fountain Blue. You know about it. You've maybe even seen the video. Questions came up, and the condo owners felt like the Beach Police were overly aggressive, and the FDLE looked into it and said, there's no criminal investigation warranted. And the city manager says that he considers the inquiry closed and no further action will be taken. Well, earlier in the show, we talked with Linda Killingsworth with Cyber Citizens for Justice. It's an advocacy group. And she's siding with the condo owners, and she gave us her point of view. And I think it's very important that we also get the point of view from the Beach Police. And I have a few questions as well that I'd like to hear answers from. And are we on, Mike? We're ready to go? Well, very good. Welcome to the show, Major David Humphreys, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hello, sir. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You must, you guys feel pretty good about the FDLE conclusion. No sufficient evidence to warrant a criminal investigation, and I guess you kind of thought that would be the case, huh?
That's correct. We've obviously have heard from our officers after the incident and reviewed the videotape and have looked into it, and it's certainly what we felt all along.
And, well, you know, I saw the videotape, and I don't know what the context was before the videotape. But you feel that the officers who went down to the condo acted completely within the realm of guidelines and appropriately?
That's certainly the findings in this case. You know, as we said all along, there's two sides to every story.
Absolutely.
You know, the video starts, the video that was published starts when it really gets ugly. You know, things happen before that.
And, absolutely.
You know, and the video doesn't exactly show everything that transpires there. It doesn't. The video, it's really hard to tell in the video that the condo manager is shoved. He's a battery is committed against him in the presence of the officer. That's not really clear in the video, but they're according to most accounts, that's exactly what happened.
When you say a battery was committed against the manager, is that when the manager attempted to come inside the room, there was somebody standing in the way, sort of with his hands keeping him out?
That's my understanding, yes.
And that would be considered a battery?
He has committed a battery against the manager of the hotel, absolutely.
All right. What time did the police arrive on scene?
I don't have that information in front of me right now. I'm speaking to you, but I don't have the report right in front of me.
All right. Well, Major Humphreys, the activist who was on with us earlier today, she claims that the police were out front before the meeting as though the manager had coordinated it. What would you say to that?
That's not my understanding. Of course, I wasn't there, but my understanding is she wasn't there either. So, you know, we were called down there to assist in a civil matter.
Right.
The officers went down there to find out what's going on. We heard the manager's side of it. The officer went to talk to the other side, find out their side of the issue. And from there, it escalated to the point where it got ugly.
Yeah. Major, this is what I've been asking around. I've been talking to law enforcement folks offline. I've been trying to figure this out and sort it through because, like you said, there's certainly two sides to every story. But here's where I'm at on this, and tell me if I'm off track. It seems to me, and I've got no police training, but it seems to me that you've got a phone call to the police by the manager in a civil dispute. Wouldn't it be prudent for the officer to say, okay, manager, you've got a problem with the owners. You stay over here. I'm going to ask you a few questions now. Then I'm going to go over there and ask the owner's question, owner's questions. But instead, it seems to me, it seems to be the police officer walked up to the owners with the manager, and the two of them forced their way into the room. That seems to me that would cause more hostilities then it would be calm. Would it have been wiser, I guess, if the officer had asked the manager to stay over here, and then he goes over there and talks to the owners?
Well, my understanding is the officers were attempting to find out who was in charge in the room, and you can see after the scuffle ensues, the officer does just that. He finally does find out who the person in charge in the room is, does remove them from the area and from the place where the manager is, and talks to them. That's clearly shown in the video after the scuffle. That's all the officer was attempting to do up there. We can't tell that man he can't walk wherever he wants to, basically, in that. Obviously, he can't walk into somebody's room, but, I mean, we can't, he's under arrest. Nobody was under arrest until a battery occurred in front of the officer. We didn't barge our way into the room. When the battery occurred, it happened in the officer's presence. The officer has a duty to enforce the law. The officer went to enforce the law. The officer was battered. We didn't charge the man with a felony battery on the officer, but he did the same thing to the police officer.
Right.
Officer effected a lawful arrest.
Major, could the battery, as you call it, have been prevented had the police officer said, okay, manager, you stay over here. Obviously, you're in a heated debate with these people, and I'm going to walk over there by myself. There would have been no battery if the officer had separated them from the outset instead of walking shoulder to shoulder up to the room. Might it have been a better move for the officer to separate them initially?
Well, from what you're saying, maybe, absolutely. We're always going to suppose. You can always suppose what happened.
Right.
But I would contend to you that we did not walk up there shoulder to shoulder with the manager. The officer, prior to what's going on this tape, had apparently asked for the management of the condominium association several times, the owner, not the manager, but the owner itself, whoever the owner in charge was, had asked numerous times for that person to step out.
Yeah.
He was told numerous times that person wasn't in there, and ultimately found out that person was in there.
Right.
There was also owners that had been denied access to this meeting. The vice president of, and I don't have her name in front of me, but the vice president of that association was made to go back to her unit and actually get her driver's license to come into the unit. I don't know. I mean, what I'm getting at here is. I think there was a lot of splitting hairs going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly everybody on that board knows, all those owners know who the vice president is. Why does she have to go back and get a driver's license?
Right. Major Humphreys, how did the two women get knocked down?
What happened with the incident with the women is when the arrested individual shoved the manager. The battery occurred, as I said. The officer came forward. He was shoved. When the officer was shoved, you have to remember here, we got an armed police officer. Anytime there's a confrontation with a person that's armed, there's obviously a high degree of danger. There's stories all over this country where officers and bystanders are killed with a police officer's gun.
Right, you got to protect your firearm.
It's taking a struggle.
Absolutely.
We are absolutely not going to engage in shoving match with anybody. When the person shoved the officer shoved him back, went to re-engage to make the arrest. Excuse me. When all this is happening, the lady who is supposedly shoved to the ground was directly behind the individual that was arrested. My information is she is nearly or in contact with the rear of him, with the front as she's leaning over him with his video camera.
Mm-hmm.
When the officer and the individual that's arrested become engaged, she gets knocked down. We didn't put our hands on her. We didn't shove her. We didn't sling her across the room, as some accounts have it. She placed herself, and I don't know if she realized what's going on or not, but there's obviously a confrontation.
Yeah.
She placed herself directly behind this individual that's in a confrontation with an officer.
Sir, did the manager also come in at the same time as the officer? There have been some accounts, some people claim, the owners specifically, that when the manager came in quickly, that he knocked over somebody. Is there any evidence of that?
I'm not aware of that, Bernie, I really wouldn't comment either way because I'm not aware of that.
And what about the questions afterward? The owners are saying that after the incident, they went down to file a complaint at the police station, and the lieutenant, they say, was very unresponsive. Now, I've read other accounts where the lieutenant asked to see the video, and they wouldn't show it, and I've heard that they didn't want to you know, reciprocate with the lieutenant. I don't know what happened, obviously, but do you? Is it your opinion that the Beach Police Station was fully responsive to the concerns of the owners? Because it seems to me that they have some legitimate concerns here.
Not only did the lieutenant address this, they've addressed a complaint with the chief of police. They have yet to respond to that complaint. I believe, did you get the media package that I sent to you, Bernie?
I do, yeah.
If you look in there, Chief Harding, there faxed a complaint to the lady that called to complain. There's even the fax sheet where the fax number went through, and if you look, the result was okay. Mm-hmm. We have all the evidence. We faxed this information to her. We still do not have a complaint back from these people. Addressing the issue with the lieutenant is the supervisor on duty. First mm-hmm. of all, you have to realize that the lieutenant responded to the scene down there. He wasn't just sitting up here at the police department and waiting to see what happened. He responded to the scene. He talked to some people at the scene,
okay.
including the officers. When these people came to the station and started talking about what happened at the condominium, they are alleging that the officers slung this woman against the wall or across the room or whatever the words were. The lieutenant apparently tells these people that that's not the information he has, that's contrary to what he was told happened. They had video evidence. He said, well, I would like to see that. And they refused to allow him to see the video. Said that the police were going to alter or doctor the video. This went on for some time. He even went to the point that, hey, I'm going to walk outside. I'll put my hands in my pocket. I will not touch the camera. Just point the viewfinder at me and let me see it.
Yeah.
And they even refused at that point, saying we know how the police are. We know the police will doctor the videotape.
We're talking with Major David Humphreys, spokesman for the Beach Police, and I think you're the deputy chief. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct.
A couple other questions. My basic take on this at this point is, look, it according to the FDLE, nothing that the police did warranted a criminal investigation. So, but it does appear that people are concerned about the perception of the Beach Police. Are you as well? It seems hard to believe that what began as a civil dispute ended up with this kind of ramped up sort of approach. And all the fiasco that followed. Are you as equally concerned as many of us are about the perception of the Beach Police ramping up the aggressiveness a little bit too early?
I'm always concerned about perceptions. I'm concerned about the perceptions of the city of Panama City Beach. I have spent well over 20 years of my life dedicated to this city out here, and I'm always concerned about how perceptions are, but you can't control all perceptions. You know, you look at the tape, and if you take and just look at the tape and listen to the other side of things, yes, you're very concerned, but you've got to get all sides of the situation. And that's why I agreed to go on your show this morning, Bernie.
And we do.
And I appreciate you, but it's important for people to understand the other side of the story. This is not a Gestapo police state as some people are imagining. You know, you've got to understand what's going on there. You've got to understand how this woman got knocked to the ground. You've got to understand that you go down there to a volatile situation with police officers. We don't get called to come down and tell people how nice the day is.
Yeah.
We get called when basically all else fails.
I think,
and
you
the
know,
officers go to situations that are volatile when they get there.
And
we do our very best to resolve those things.
Major, I do believe that. I mean, I salute the efforts of the police officers and the police station, no doubt about it. In this particular case, however, it seems to me that it was not a volatile situation that required police action until the manager came up to the door where the owners were and the confrontation occurred. I go back to the idea that, you know, and I understand that hindsight's 20/20. I do understand that. But I guess the officers and the law enforcement folks I've talked to offline seem to be in agreement that when you get to a situation like this, to keep it from getting volatile, you separate the parties. And I just, the question I can't get around is why the officer walked up with the manager, because that does appear that they're sort of standing together. And I know that it's just an appearance, and you're saying that that's not the case, and I take you for your word at it, but it's still the fact that they weren't separated, perhaps, is really why we're here now.
Well, and you make a valid point, Bernie, and I agree that that perception is there. You know, what people understand either and has not been publicized is this is not the first incident down at this condominium complex. This has been brewing for some time. There have been charges filed before, particularly between this manager and the guy that was arrested. It's an ongoing dispute going on there. This is by far not the first time we've been down to this complex. There are things that are ongoing down there, and I think that contributes a lot to it being volatile.
Yeah.
I agree. When you look at the tape, you see the manager, you see the officer there, you know, and I agree with what you're saying, that there's a perception there.
There's obviously...
I agree that you should try to separate the parties. That's a normal course of action for the police to take.
It's obvious there was animosity. It's obvious there was animosity between the two parties, which I think goes even more to the common sense, I would say, to keep them separated. If we know there's a history of animosity between the owners and the manager, separate them, keep them away from each other, and I bet you there's no conflict at all.
Well, you know, again, Bernie, you've got to take the incident in its totality, and I don't know why this manager was not around the corner. You know, at some point, I mean, the officer's got to talk to both parties.
Yeah.
You're going to get from party A, you're going to get a story from party B, you're going to get a story. You got to go back and talk to A again. Then you got to go talk to B again. You know, the manager can't be on the bottom floor and the officer up on the eighth floor and trying to resolve the situation. So he's got to be close by. I don't know why he was in that close of proximity. Like you said, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
But you know, you've got to take the officer's actions in their totality and what they know at the time and what they observe at the time.
You know,
two rights don't make a wrong, but I mean, to once, not only with the manager, but when the officer tries to go in there and effect arrest, then you know, there's a violent act towards him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what are we dealing with here? What type of people are we dealing with here?
Major Humphreys, what about the real legal question in my mind, and I don't have an answer to it, is do the owners have a right to a private closed-door meeting in a public accessible room? And if they do have a right to a closed-door private meeting in the public accessible room, I think that would give them some credibility here. I don't know. Do they have the right to keep out people in that room?
I don't know the answer to that either, Bernie. I mean, there are a lot of laws in the books, and those are things that pertain to condo owner associations. Perhaps a lawyer for somebody that deals in that would need to answer that. But to take that further, I mean, do all owners have a right to be in that common area? You know, we've got other owners that were not allowed into the area. Particularly, like I said, the vice president was made to go show her driver's license to get in there. So, I mean, you know, you get the splitting hairs on each individual thing. And again, you have to look at the situation in its totality. Obviously, the ideal situation didn't occur down there. The ideal situation is you resolve a problem, you go on about your business. It didn't happen that way. We had to make an arrest. We've got, you know, all sorts of people upset. But, you know, there's a lot of people at the Fountain Blue that are owners down there that highly support the actions of the police department, that were not happy down there. So, you know, that they're not upset, so perhaps that's why they're not as vocal. I certainly wish they would step forward and support the actions of the department that came to their aid, but that's not happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, there's all sorts of laws that pertain to these condo people. We're not lawyers. We don't deal in civil law. But, you know, yes, I mean, I'm sure there's some way for these people to gather. But is that also a right of all of the owners down there? There's a lot of things to consider.
Yeah, there certainly are. And like you, I don't know the legal answers to them as well. I guess they'll be sorted out. Do you anticipate a lawsuit against the department?
I don't know. I mean, you can't ever anticipate a lawsuit. We're like all other governmental agency. We're sued frequently, fairly frequently. I can tell you horror stories about some of the crazy stuff we're sued over. So I don't discount that. But if that happens, we'll deal with it at the appropriate time in the appropriate manner.
All right, sir. Is there anything else you want the people to know that I haven't asked?
You know, I believe that the Panama City Beach Police Department is an organization of people that are dedicated to serving this community in the best way that they can. And I, again, these officers have been clear of this incident. There's no wrongdoing. But I'm not going to tell you we don't always do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that doesn't ever do anything wrong. We're human. We make mistakes. I don't believe we made mistakes in this case. However, I'll say I don't know that we did everything as best we could, but we certainly did the best that we could when it got to that point.
Yeah.
But you've got to remember that the ladies and gentlemen that work at the Beach Police Department, like all the other agencies of this area, are dedicated to doing the right thing and to helping people.
All right, sir. I appreciate you coming on. Major David Humphrey, spokesperson for the Beach Police. Appreciate your time, sir. We're going to take phone calls right after this. Thank you. We'll be right back. Good morning, welcome back to Bernie Thompson Show, Talk Radio 101 Northwest Florida's FM talk station. It's 35 minutes past the hour. We just got off the phone with Major David Humphreys of the Beach Police and appreciate his time answering all of the questions I've rounded up so far. And now I'm going to go to your phone calls. And the phones are lit up, and I see that there are people on the phone holding who were there at the some of the owners. So let me point that out. You know, we're trying to bring both sides to the story. My basic position on this is this. I don't think it ever should have ramped up to the point that it did. I think when an officer is called in on a civil dispute, the first thing you do, especially if there's a history of animosity, is separate the parties. Otherwise, it appears as though, I mean, the perception is it's kind of like you're a kid on a playground and you're getting bullied, right? And you leave and you come back with your two big brothers. You know, that's sort of what it looks like here. And if that's not the case, that's not the case, but perception is important. So don't you think that you got to separate the parties? It seems to me that should be standard instead of walk up with the manager. I think that's why we're talking about this today. That said, it needs to be noted that the police have been cleared of any criminal investigation. The FDLE says there is no wrongdoing here. The question I think that remains is, did the Beach Police act appropriately? And we just heard the side of the Beach Police. And again, we want to thank Major David Humphreys for coming on the show. But I want to point out the next callers that we take are going to be people with the other side of the story, people who were involved in the incident. So these are not purely objective opinions here. I want to take some folks like me who weren't there later and find out what we think from the outside. But right now, let's go back to the inside. And we've got Wanda. Is this Wanda Ford?
Yes, it is.
Hello, ma'am. Thank you for coming on. I know that you were actually rolling the video camera.
That's correct.
And you were knocked down in the incident. And I've heard today that you have medical documentation that you received a concussion.
I did.
And that was...
Along with some other injuries.
And you do have a doctor's report saying that?
Oh, I sure do.
So tell me about the your experience there. What happened?
Okay, I normally videotape all the meetings, and I heard loud voices, so I went to the back door of the camera, or the door that enters the meeting room, and Ray McDonald was standing out there, and
that's
he
the
was...
the manager?
It is, yeah. And he was telling... well, I should say Linda Pender, she is the chairperson of the committee that we formed to override the board. And Steve Bell was standing in the doorway. And Ray McDonald was telling them that he could come in. And they were saying, no, you're not an owner. You can't come in. Only homeowners are allowed because the voting process was taking place. And I heard the earlier comment that Deputy Chief Humphrey said that other owners were turned away, and that is totally untrue.
Let me ask you this. Are these meetings fairly common? How often do you have these types of meetings?
Well, normally we are supposed to have them every month, but this board has failed to have, the number of meetings that's required. So I think the last official one we had was in March.
So the purpose of this meeting was to vote on whether or not to keep the board.
We were trying to get rid of the board, yes, sir.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry, Wanda. In previous meetings that you've had, have they been closed-door meetings?
It's always been for homeowners only.
So nothing's changed, really?
No.
Why did the manager... Has the manager ever requested to come into a previous meeting?
She has been in the previous meetings because they would get a report from him, but there was no need for him to be in this meeting because we were just voting. And the reason we were trying to overthrow the board is because this board will not fire Ray McDonald, and if we got a new board, they would.
Okay, so Ray, the manager, is used to being in these meetings. That's a procedure that's usually taking place. He's been in the meetings, but in this particular meeting, he was not allowed to be in it.
Because we did not need a report from him. We were only doing a vote.
Okay.
And there was no talking, no discussion. It was just the person that was counting the votes.
Wanda, are you the one who went to the police station afterward to file a complaint?
I did.
And tell me about that experience.
Lieutenant Heath already had his mind made up by the time I walked through the door. He was very rude, and he said that I didn't have a complaint. I said, how do you know this without hearing what I had to say? He said, because I've got the officer's report. And then Linda Pender and her husband come in, and they wanted to make a complaint, and he told them the same thing. And then only after we seen that he was not willing to help us and how arrogant he was, as we were starting to leave, he said, let me see the videotape. And I just told him no. I knew it wouldn't do any good. He'd already formed his opinion. And
quite frankly, had I been in your shoes, I would not have shown the videotape either.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have. I mean, there's no reason to show the videotape. I wouldn't have done it.
And I've never known of having to have a videotape in order to make a complaint.
So where do you go from here, Wanda?
Well, we're going to take it farther. We're going to keep...
You're obviously not happy with the FDLE's decision that there was no criminal wrongdoing here.
No, my rights were violated because they have failed to give me a right to file a complaint. And I did talk to Chief Harding on the phone. I had attempted to call him several times, and then when he finally did call me, it was after I had filed a complaint online with the FDLE. I thought maybe they had gotten in touch with him. He did call me. And he told me the same thing Lieutenant Heath had, that there was no reason for a complaint because from what he had heard, that I'd just gotten in the police officer's way. And I told him he had heard wrong. And I said, are you going to send me a complaint form? And he said he would, and he did. But after thinking about the conversation, I decided that he was not going to do me any good either with his attitude. So I would continue on with the FDLE.
I'm talking with Wanda Ford, who ran the videotape in the scuffle between the owners of the condo at Fountain Blue and the beach police and the manager. Wanda, how exactly did you get knocked down?
First I'd like to point out that my camera was halfway back in the room, and it was on a wide angle, so it makes it appear as if I'm closer to the situation than what I was. But I was standing back behind the doorway, halfway with a wall and doorway facing, angled out toward Ray McDonald. I had no idea a policeman was even out there. And I didn't know it until I seen him in the room after I'd gotten back up out of the floor. And anyway, I do know that Ray McDonald made the first physical contact. He shoved into Steve Bale. And then after looking at the video, I can see the policeman comes around behind McDonald, and that's when he barreled in and knocked Steve Bell into me, knocking me into the floor.
So it's you are saying that the first physical contact that you saw was the manager shoving his way in next to the officer.
Absolutely.
Or the officer. That's going to be interesting. There's going to be a trial, I guess, because the person was arrested. And I guess you'll be the one of the eyewitnesses, I suppose.
I certainly hope so. So far, I've not been.
Again, I go back to the idea. I think all of this could have been averted had the manager not been there at all, right next to the door.
In my opinion, that policeman was up there to do a favor for Ray McDonald. And when he seen that McDonald couldn't push his way in, he come to his aid.
Oh, very interesting. Wanda, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it. I hope you're feeling better. And we look forward to finding out what ends up going on from here. Let me know what happens next later.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Wanda, very much. I want to go to more calls. I see folks holding were also involved in the incident. And I think what I'm going to do is clear the board, actually. I'd like to clear the board and invite those who are holding to email me, please. So, Linda, please email me. I apologize for those of you who have been holding. But and let's see who else. Linda and Patricia, also there in the meeting. Please email me, and we'll talk offline. But I want to try to have some level of fairness here. We talked to the police spokesperson. We talked to Wanda, who was knocked down and says she received a concussion. And I really don't want to pile on either side. So I do want to hear what you have to say. But in the interest of fairness, what I'd like to do is open up the lines for people like me and people like you who weren't there but might have an opinion about the incident. So please, phone number is 233-9988. There are open lines for those of you who want to weigh in on this if you weren't there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Let's go to Bill. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Bernie. How are you doing this morning?
Hi there.
I had two comments about the police officer, the representative. I had some questions about two of his comments. One question was, I think if I was on for an interview and with the controversy that's going around, I might have the police report in front of me just because one of the main questions is, were the police officers there before the incident happened,
right,
or after? And then the other issue is, he said that they didn't really have the authority to tell the manager to go sit down somewhere else for a minute or somewhere else. He made that statement. From what I understand, the first thing you're supposed to do when you come up on two parties that are having a problem is first you separate and then you find out what's going on.
That's exactly the way it seems to me. And to me, that is really the crux of the problem here.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not taking sides, but those two questions really
remain unanswered.
Exactly. I think that he could have been a little better prepared. And then the other question about maybe not letting the vice president of the association in without ID, I mean, that was kind of answered this morning when she said that 125 people are there and they're doing driver's licenses to make sure that the owners are truly there. So I really have an issue. It seems a little unclear to me. Some of the things that he was discussing.
Well, I think we're going to gain more and more clarity as time goes on. I mean, we've seen that the beach police, thankfully, are open to answering my questions. And I'll tell you, Major Humphreys didn't have any idea of the questions I would ask. He told producer Mike, ask all the challenging questions you want, and he'll be forthcoming.
Sure.
You know, so I do have to say thanks to them, and we'll keep asking questions. I appreciate it very much for pointing out questions that remain unanswered. You know, we can't answer them all in a day, but we'll keep asking. Romy, good morning, Romy.
What we have here is a failure to communicate with the public. If those people had the right, as owners, to fire this guy, wouldn't it make common sense he'd be mad and try to get somebody to interfere and cause problems, saying it was already a historical problem to begin with?
It seems that's what's happened. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any doubt in my mind that the manager was ticked off he couldn't be in there.
Now, what I don't understand is, what is law enforcement doing playing lawyer to Silver Matters? These things are supposed to be taken care of in courts, not with a push and shove. And if it does get to that, then it's time for people to relax and not be shoving no cop, because that's a dangerous thing, whether you're in the right or the wrong.
Absolutely.
Now, I have a personal
great complaint.
I have a personal testimony here from the beach police. I once went to a doctor on 79 out there at the Y, and I wasn't happy with him. And I told him I wasn't happy with him. I had an appointment. I had my two little girls with me. At the time, they were 4 and 5. And I told him, I said, well, I tell you what, Mr. Dow, I want my medical records so I can go to another doctor, because you're not helping me. And he walks up, goes out the door, and about 20, 30 minutes later, nobody's coming around. I'm still in the room, my little girls. So I peek my head out the door, and here comes the beach police, holding his pepper spray, telling me if I didn't leave, things was going to get ugly with me and my little girls. So I sent my little girls down the hallway to the front lobby, and I told him he'd get nasty all he want, but leave my little girls out of it. I got an appointment here, and I come here to get my medical records, and you ain't got no business telling me to leave. I've got an appointment here. What was you called here for? And this is prime example of what Beach Police have done in the past. In the last 15 years, they've gotten their hands in the cookie jar. And the FDLE's like grandfather. They come in there and pat them on. Well, we're not perfect, but we're professionals. Now, which one is it? Yeah. You're either a Roman soldier or you're a policeman protecting and serving all the public, not just special interests.
Romy, great call. Thank you so much for contributing to the discussion. And we're going to... For today, for this week, I'm sure this is a conversation that will be ongoing. I want to thank all parties involved. Wanda Ford, who shot the video and was knocked over, and evidently she says she has documentation. She received a concussion. And also want to thank the Beach Police, for especially Major David Humphreys, for coming on and answering my questions. Again, they were not scripted. He didn't know what I was going to ask, and thank you for that. We'll have more questions on this, I'm sure, in the week ahead. But meanwhile, have a great weekend.